Blog Talk Radio.
We are on E2K on the spot. Today's Saturday, and, you know, we're just blessed to be here. I don't know what happened to my intro today, but, you know, it just goes with it. The whole day today. Everything just kind of going in a little mix. I want to shout out Prophet for inviting me to his BBQ today. I'm sorry I couldn't make it, bro. You know, I appreciate always the invite. I was just running around and, you know, didn't make it, but I'm sure y'all guys are having a blast. So shout out to Prophet from Salute Club, and which is up located by Yonkers. Shout out also to Fred the Godson for the phone call he gave me yesterday confirming him coming through the Lush Radio this week. Also, tonight we're going to have as our guest Sarah Connor, and we have Corinne from Team Entertainment. And it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a blast. It's ladies night tonight, and, you know, we're going to do it up, no matter the bloopers or the bloppers. Today's, this week's topic is attitude is everything for success. And the reason why I chose attitude is everything for success is because I had picked up this book by Keith D. Harrell. And that the title of the book is called Attitude is Everything for Success. Say it, believe it, receive it. You know, sometimes, you know, we want to be so successful that we don't say it, like we don't call it into existence. Also, you know, we don't believe it. We say we want to be successful, but we really don't believe that we can be. And, you know, to receive it. You know, we get to the point that we are receiving some blessings and stuff, and we don't know how to actually, you know, accept it, you know, receive it. So these are key things that we're going to talk about all day today, which is, you know, to be successful, you know, it's all on your attitude. If you come in, let's say, you know, a regular interview, you come in, you know, thinking that you know everything, you know, the interviewer is asking you questions, and you're like, oh, yeah, well, I already know that, and I know that, and I know that, and, you know, and your attitude is a little funky. I don't think, I really don't think, it could be me, but I don't think that you're going to get the job, you know, but attitude is everything everywhere, anywhere you go. I mean, you can be on a bus, and get ready to, you know, hop on a bus, and somebody cuts you off, and your attitude will determine, you know, what's going to happen from that point on. Or when you wake up in the morning, you know, all of a sudden, you hit your toe, it's like, oh, you know what? And that will determine your whole day half the time because your attitude, you know, keeps you going. But for success, you definitely have to call it in existence and believe it. You know, because if you don't believe that you can be successful, if you don't believe, if you're not the first person to really say, you know, I believe that I'm going to be successful, that I can make it, that, you know, that it's all on me and my hard work. If you're not the first person to say that to yourself, then, you know, if you don't have no belief in yourself, then pack it up and, you know, just fill out applications for Walmart. And, you know, shout out to all the people that work in Walmart, and not only that, I'm just saying that if you want to be successful in anything you do, school, work, you know, industry, whatever it is that you want to be successful in, a relationship, you have to believe that you're going to be able, you know, to accomplish those things. So call in 347-826-7722 and give us your opinion about, you know, the topic of today, which is attitude is everything for success. Do you believe that's true? Do you believe that your attitude determines your success? So while I'm waiting for some calls, we're gonna go into a commercial real quick, and we'll be right back. E2K on the spot. We'll talk real life with Emma E2K.
If you're looking for that hot studio, man, you try to drop your lyrics, man. Get your mixing and mastering on. Get your recording on, man. And you're tired of all those cats just standing you up and you don't know what to do, then you need to holler at Team Studios. Team Studios at 752 East 137th Street. Polo and Bruckner Boulevard, Bronx, New York, 10454. Call them at 347-726-22221. You know what I'm saying? And make sure that you log into the website at www.teamentertainment.net. Follow them on Twitter at TNT1. Don't forget, they open 24 hours, 7 days a week. I'm talking about they got room to rent. You looking for an office to get your whole internet radio going on? Or maybe you might even want to do something in there. I don't know what it is. You might even want to have a house party. I don't know. But you know what it is. 7 days a week, man. They got rooms for rent. Rooms for rent, man. Get your business together. Get your professionalism on. Make sure you holler at Team Studios. Team Studios, man. The hottest place in the Bronx.
Make sure you follow us at my E2K. Follow the E2K underscore magazine. And make sure you follow Rose E2K. And that's how we do it. Yeah. Also on Facebook. Backslash
MLE2K. T-Shaw, this is Nas, Jimmy Black.
Yo, you rocking with your man, TJ.
Yeah, this is your boy, Black Ice.
Your boy, Too Short.
Yeah, it's your man, Boss Hog.
This your boy, Ace Rock.
Yo, this is John Legend. What's up, man? This your boy, Renacy.
This your main man, Tripp, representing the North Coast, Indiana. Tripp of Platinum Underground.com. Chill with Three Queens, the movement. You know how they do it. Holler, one.
Yeah, man. That's how we do it. You know, just, you got to have this perfect attitude for success, I tell you, man. Because if you don't, I don't know, you know, it's just been a crazy day for me. I just want to, let me start off by saying that it's been a real, really emotional and loop, you know, jumping through loopholes early today from driving down here all the way to getting in the studio. And, you know, going through the bleeps and blunders of, you know, the radio show and the live stuff and the technical stuff. But my attitude has to remain a cheerful one, a happy one, because that attitude is going to determine my success, you know, in everything that I choose to do. So shout out to all the successful people that are out there, man. Shout out to my girl, JC, it's a she thing. Shout out to the Murder Mommies. Shout out to Team Studio. Shout out to everybody that's out there is just doing their ones and twos and really not caring, you know. Shout out to the Ad Record, shout out to Not 50 Plus, you know, rocking and shimmy shimmy. Shout out to all the guests that we have had here, past this, you know, and present, man. Shout out to everybody. Today I just want to just shout out, you know, maybe we just might do a shout out day. How about that? Call in 347-826-7722. My question, my topic for the day is attitude. Is everything for success? Is attitude everything for success? What do you think, Rosie? What do you think? What do you think?
I think attitude is everything for success. You gotta be assertive and grab on to what you want. If you can't live without thinking about something, that's what you need to do. If you can't go a day without thinking about what that little thing that you want to do, you have to do it and get to it.
Right. So, yeah, because when you want to be successful in something, you're thinking about it all the time. It's like 24-7, day and night, that's what you think of. Because I know I told in turn, I'd be like, oh my God, I have to say this, or I have to point that out, or I have to remember to do this, or say this differently, or, you know, I try not to curse as much, even though we can't fucking curse, but, you know, I try to curse as much because I, you know, I implore my kids, my nephews to listen to the show, so I try to make it as clean as possible. And attitude is everything.
It's
so,
kind of our attitude being nasty.
Right. Because sometimes, because people misunderstand that when somebody always says, you know, you got a lot of attitude, it's always on a negative content. Nobody ever hardly says, well, you got great attitude. You know, like, you chipper. Wow, that's a great attitude. It's always pointing out, you know, you have a lot of attitude, but the attitude becomes, you know, negative as opposed to positive. So we're actually talking about positive attitude because, of course, negative attitude, you know, is not going to help you be successful. So anyway, let me bring in the caller. 215-215. My question is, and my topic for today is, attitude is everything for success. Y'all were M-I-E-2-K. What do you got to say about that? 215? Okay, maybe you just want to listen. So continue to listen. The topic of today is attitude everything for success? You know, we're discussing here that people have, you know, usually when people talk about someone's attitude, it's usually on the negative, you know, content. Instead of somebody saying, you know, you got a great attitude. You know, you always more than not hear, you know, you got attitude. And the attitude always becomes, you know, like the negative, a negative factor. But my question to everybody that I have out there is attitude, you know, the key to success? You know, or does it even matter? Does it matter that if you have like a funky attitude and, you know, you just don't care about nothing, you can still be successful? You know, you can go up in anywhere and just, you know, whatever, say whatever you want to say, curse people out, and that's going to make you successful. I've never heard of that. I mean, I could be wrong. I'm always, you know, up to listen to everybody else's opinion. Don't forget to call in 347-826-7722. And let me know how you feel and what do they think about it. Let me go into this book, which is, you know, the book that I'm discussing, which is bringing up the topic, is Keep the Habit. And the book is entitled, you know, Attitude is Everything for Success. Say it, believe it, receive it. When you want to be successful, you have to, you know, say it, believe it, and receive it. Okay, so, all right. So, when you say it, it's like, as you speak the following phrases, right? I'm going to read some of it. Believe and embrace them. Visualize yourself having what you state, possess it. Notice how your voice and body respond to each I statement. I acknowledge the importance of setting goals for my life. I possess the power to achieve my goals. I am working on my goals daily. You know, so, okay, so we're saying it, but sometimes people just say things and don't believe it. You have to believe it. That's because that's when the faith comes in and all that. That gives you the faith that you know that you're going to be successful. You can be successful in many ways, industry-wise, job-wise, family-wise, or relationship-wise. Having a healthy relationship with your family is being successful. You know, having a healthy relationship with a partner, with a lover, with a friend, is a very successful thing, because there's a lot of people that don't have that. So that's still a form of success. It doesn't necessarily mean success and now, you know, I have $10 million and I'm successful. You know, you can be successful in love, in friendship, in blessings. You know, I have to say I'm very successful in blessings. I get a lot of blessings, and I'm not going to go, you know, church on ya, but, you know, I'm very grateful for the blessings that I get left and right. I recognize them, and, you know, I give all glory to where it comes from. For those that asked me, they had, someone called me early and asked me about the Lush Girl t-shirt. Make sure you log on to www.lushradioonline.com. Show your support, only $25 per shirt. Thank you to our sponsors, Elite Print, formerly known as Capital Customs. You can call them at 202-471-0310. Also contact them for more info if you need custom clothing. When you're on LushRadioOnline.com, you can also watch us on the stream. So it's up there. So you don't have to, you know, type into the Ustream or whatever. You can go directly to the LushRadioOnline.com and see if they, you can also go to E2KMagazineOnline.com and click on radio show. And we, you know, you can see us on the Ustream broadcasting live. Also, don't forget to follow us on the Twitter, Lush Radio Online. Follow Future Guru 100. Follow Emma E2K. Follow E2K _magazine. Follow Rose E2K and the Retweet Squad. And, you know, as I go along, follow Now 50 Plus. I mean, just follow everybody, man. We follow everybody. Everybody follows us. Follow Diva Mary Kay, also doing her thing and her support. Follow CEO Lushy Lush. Follow Team ENT and the number one. And, you know, that's how we do. We just follow everybody. Everybody follows us. Again, shout out to Fred the Godson for giving me that call yesterday and confirming. He's going to be here at Lush Radio Online with Lush this Friday. So that's going to be a good look. Make sure y'all stay tuned. Also support TDI on Monday. Make sure you call in to all our shows, 347-826-7722. Also on the Vox Entertainment and SoulSummer.com, make sure you log on to www.ParadiseTheatersEvents.com to see the latest events that is coming to the Bronx. They are bringing, you know, all type of performances and all type of artists that are gonna come through. And bless the BS, man. The BS is popping. For those that didn't know, check out teamentertainment.net. Don't forget to check out their website. And they're located at 752 East, 137th Street, Bronx, New York, 10454. Their numbers to contact them are 347-726-2221. Man, I'm excited. We have two wonderful women that we're about to have on, which is Sarah Connor and Corinne, coming up very soon. I want to shout out the female MCs that on the mic sounds nice. We have a female MC here today, which is Sarah Connor, which is, you know, one of the guests that I'm excited to speak to. Yo, it's just crazy to me, man. But, you know, we're going to keep going. And you know what? Since we didn't get to do the drop as soon as I came in, you know, through the technical difficulties, I think we have the drop now, and I would like everybody to hear, you know, the beginning drop of the show. How about that? That works, right? Call in 347-826-7722, man. Call me. Let's discuss this attitude, the key to success situation. You know, let me know you're out there. Holla at your sister. And then we're going to go right into a commercial, and then we're going to go right into our first guest. So do we have the drop? Yeah, I want to definitely, you know, I definitely like my intro, and I want to hear it, and I can do that as my show. Yo, bro.
It's your boy, Christian Dior, a.k.a. Mr. 809, that Dread Pick boy, Uptown, we in the building. And you're now listening to E2K on the Spot, Real Talk, Real Life with Emma E2K. Let's go.
E2K on the spot.
On the spot, my man. Real life, my man. Real talk, my man.
You tuned in to Real Talk, Real Life with Emma E2K on the spot. And this is only for the rolling sexy, baby. Mwah.
You know, we didn't get to play earlier, but, you know, due to technical difficulties, I got to keep my attitude, you know, very professional and successful. So that's what I'm doing. You know, no matter what comes, we always know that the show must go on. So the show is going on, and, man, that's what it is. I love everybody for calling in, for supporting. Don't forget, you can see us live on the Ustream, but you don't have to necessarily go to the Ustream. You can go straight to www.lushradioonline.com. Or you can go to e2kmagazineonline.com and click on radio shows. And, you know, you'll see us live, you know, us sexy. I got some sexy, you know, mamas up. I got my Rose E2K on the board. I got Corinne that's about to sit next to me. And, you know, we're going to have a discussion about our topics, and then we're going to go and see what she's doing. You know what? With no hesitation, let's just bring Corinne in, and let's just talk about her. Got sexy stuff. You're so cute. I got green stuff.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm good. It's a pleasure to have you here. It's a
pleasure to be here.
I've been hearing a lot of things about you, but I don't know if you know that we've been playing voicemail, aren't
you?
know, because we get into some heavy topics up here, and that song fits a lot of topics that we talk about. But we're not getting on those topics today. Today's topic is, today's topic is due to a book that I was reading, which is called Attitude is Everything to Success.
That's true.
So let's start off with that. What is your opinion? Do you think that's true, that attitude is, you know, means everything to success?
Definitely. You definitely need attitude to make things happen. If you're a person that's behind the scenes, you're never going to get anywhere. You got to make yourself up there, you know, make yourself seen, known, and you got to have attitude to make that happen. You can't be shy and closed in.
But now, when we refer to attitude, as I was discussing about this earlier, usually people, they use the word attitude, it usually means like negative. Oh, you got attitude.
Attitude doesn't necessarily have to be negative. People have a sadness which is true. Attitude is negative and positive. It's all the way each person uses it. So you use it to your best.
Right.
And I use mine positive. I mean, when it's negative and it's necessary, that's a different story.
Right.
Mostly positive.
Right. But when you're talking about success, whether it be like in your job, or relationship, business, your attitude has to be a certain way.
Of course, definitely.
The way you come across to somebody to really mean that job, that relationship, that, you know.
It could cost you.
Right. It could cost you if you don't have that proper attitude. I'm trying to say attitude like it's attitude.
attitude.
Right. That's how the Holy Ghost comes out. You say attitude like attitude.
I guess it's a New York thing, right?
Maybe so. Now, have you experienced that, like needing to have a certain attitude when you're doing like your business?
Oh, definitely, because you have to approach certain people certain ways or certain things certain ways. Like for your job, you have to have a professional positive attitude. Like depending on what person you're dealing with, you have to approach them whether it has to be negative or positive. It all depends on the situation, and you have to use your knowledge to best describe which, you know, one you have to use. So.
Right. Because if you don't know at the time which way you should go, like now, then...
Like if you're in customer services, if you're in customer service and someone comes up to you with a certain attitude, you have to be professional, sometimes hold your tongue and know when you have to back off or when you have to step up.
Right.
You know?
Right. No, that's so true. You look mad young. I mean, I know us women, we don't like to talk about the age
thank
stuff,
you.
But just stay in the bracket, like, you know, 20.
No, I'll just tell you straight up, I'm 27 years old.
Okay, you look a lot younger than
thank you, that's... thank you very much.
No, you look a lot younger than
thank
that's
you.
Looking like, I think you were that young.
No, 27. I mean, 27 is still young, but, you know.
Listen, I'm in my 40s.
Well, God bless.
Thank you. But enough about me. It's about you. I'm not going to play voicemail today because I've been running it. I'm going to play on your new song. Not yet. You know, we're going to get into talking a little more about you. I would like to introduce you to my audience. I want to know who you are, where you come from, where you're going. So let's start with, where you came from.
Well, I'm originally from Puerto Rico. I was born in Puerto Rico, but I was raised in the Bronx. I'm from Brook Avenue, between St. Anne's and Brook, and I've been there most of my life. I mean, I've moved around different places, but I'm from New York. I'm a New York girl. I've been doing music since I was four. I started singing in church. My grandmother put me to sing in church, and I don't know, I just wasn't shy. I got up there and I did my thing, and since then it's always been a passion for me. I started writing music when I was about 12, 13. Started with poetry, and I figured I could put rhythm to these things, you know, and then these are true stories. Most of the time, they would be my stories, but I would play off of other people's situations also, and I figured, let me put this as a song, and people could relate, so from there on, I just kept going. I met different people, I did different things, but right now, where I'm residing at is Team Entertainment. Shout out to them.
Shout out to Team Studio, Team Entertainment.
And from there, that's where I'm going. I've been on the low for a minute because I just recently had a baby. My daughter, she's about to hit 6 months.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
What's the name of the baby?
Michaela.
Michaela.
That's my second daughter because I got a big one. But, you know, newborns, they require mommy more. So
yes.
I've been behind the scenes doing that. But I'm about to get back on my grind.
Now that you say that, because it's always... you know, a little bit harder for women, for that simple fact that you just mentioned. You know, when we decide to have children and we have a career, to balance that out, you know, because you have to carry, you have to give birth, you have to nurture the child properly before you come back. How do you balance that? How do you balance the
family? I don't want it to be mistaken. I'm a mother before anything, and everybody knows that, thank God. But there's ways for it to happen. You have to have people to support you. Thank God my baby father supports me the best.
Shout out to a good baby daddy.
I'm rarely out, but when I do, they definitely support me because I don't take advantage of the fact that I have support. Mm. You know, so if not, I bring my girls along with me. They can come with mommy. They'll learn. They learn along the way. They can see when you want something to happen and you want a career to happen, you got to do what you got to do to do it. So.
Great attitude. Exactly. A fine attitude.
That's right.
Definitely a great attitude. Now, when's the first time that, I know you told me this, the interview was young, but there's comes a time in your life, like I've been writing since I can remember holding a pen and pencil and the poetry and all that, but there's always that particular time that you can say that somebody has said to you, wow, yo, you can sing, or that you really, I mean, you know you can sing, but are you really like, wow, this person said I can sing, I can sing.
That first time, no lie, that first time in church, when my grandma put me up there, I had the mic, and other people would have thought they would have been nervous. I saw all those people, and I just felt like this rush. I got this adrenaline rush, and I was like, this is what I'm supposed to do, and since then, that's what I want to do. And every time I get on stage, every time I go to the studio, that's just that rush, that passion that I feel for the music.
Right.
I guess it comes natural.
Right. No. I mean, talent has to come natural, I think. You can't really teach talent. You can't really force talent. Talent has to be there. You know, you have to have, you either have it or you don't. People, please really listen. You know, you have to really have that ear. If you don't have it, let it go. You know, like, one to another, you have a better attitude about it.
And have good friends, because a lot of people will lie to you and say you sound good when you're short up, so.
Yeah. And you don't want other people to be really like, oh man, your friends told you that?
Oh, I mean, you want honest people around you, and thank God they were telling the truth about me.
Well, since this is real talk and real life, you know I gotta tap into, you know, to hear you a little vocally.
Okay,
I gotta tap into your little vocals right here real quick, so sing me a little something, you know, let people know that you're the truth right here.
All right, let's see what I'm gonna sing. I mean, you want me to sing a little bit of that voicemail since everybody's been
singing? Yes, you know what? Rock it. We got
to realize singing
the voicemail. Let's do it.
I'm tired of playing number two when she calls, got a front in your son. But I can't get enough of you. And at the end of the night, you go home and cry, holding my pillow tight, stepping over you. I'm your psychic secret. That's not the way I want to keep it. I know everybody sees it, but I just can't leave you alone. Making promises you don't keep them. You keep saying you're gonna leave them. I can see you stand by you, holding you down.
Oh my God,
I would have
left it going. I thought it was going to be that's hot. You know, the reason why I have you do that, because a lot of people hear the song and they think it's like, you know,
because it's all okay, it can't be done.
Right.
No, that's all me.
That's hot. That's definitely hot. I'm glad you did that to clear any misconceptions. Anybody's like, they picked up voice. No, they did not. She was here live. I heard it. I co-signed that. She's hot.
Thank you.
I can't wait to listen to the other one. But not yet. Wait, hold on. We should have a little more questions. I'm going to get a little more nosy.
Okay, no problem.
Not disrespectful nosy, but just a little nosy. Just to, you know, as far as people to get to know you. You know, you want your audience to kind of have that relationship with you.
Of course. You want to get in touch with your audience as well as I'm getting in touch with you.
Right. Now, where can they find you most? Like, if they want to know what's going on with you.
Well, right about now, you can reach me in the management page. It's Twitter/TMNT1, TMNT1. And also, you can find me at ReverbNation.com/Corinne, Team Entertainment.
Can you spell Corinne?
K-A-R-I-N, Corinne.
Okay. So then you have music up there? Like,
yes, you can find voicemail up there. You can find some of my old music. You'll be able to find a song tonight, if I'm not mistaken, that's the song you'll be playing. Yes. That one's for the ladies.
Yes.
So
Hala, ladies, it's nice. You can't help feeling it. Let me say something. Oh, shout out to Jason, by the way.
Oh, yeah, Jason, that's my big bro.
He featured on the voicemail. That was pretty hot. Okay, Did you write the song? Did you write
Well, I write my own parts. He writes his own, I write my own. But
okay.
Once we have an idea, we do, we sit down and we think, what's going on in the world right now? Well, what can people communicate to? And voicemail, like, talks about a lot of people that are in relationships and that are unhappy. I've seen other people, even though it sounds grandly, sorry, people, but it happens.
But
it's real life.
That is your life.
And usually with someone else, and because they're in a relationship, you got to watch the way you go about it. When you call, they got to put you the voicemail, and, you know, it gets sickening sometimes, but if that's what you're going through, that's what you got to deal with, and
right.
Some people do go through it, so we have to write about it.
Right. No, and I think that you just, like, y'all...
Hit it right off the nail.
Listen. We've been playing this song.
Thank you.
We've been playing this song, because we had a topic just about that, and they gave us a song, and we listened to it, and we were like, wow, this just fits, like, the topic that we were talking about. So let me ask you, does any other artist inspire you, or
well,
are you inspired by any other artists?
From growing up, I've always loved Mariah Carey. That's always been my inspiration. But right
that
now,
definitely inspired.
Really? But I like all types of music, from salsa to merengue to reggaeton. I like Rihanna. She's popping right now. She's versatile. She doesn't stick to just one type of thing. She's not scared to do a little bit of everything.
Yeah, she's definitely scared.
She's definitely
scared. So you would venture to different things.
Yeah, definitely.
You wouldn't be like categorized in one.
You can't be scared to take a leap, because the worst thing that can happen is fall. What you do, you just get back up again.
Right. What artists are you looking forward to in the future to doing a collab with?
Wow. Okay, as far as rap or R&B?
With a rap or R&B, just an artist that you're like, wow, I would love to do, you know,
well,
song with
a hard
particular
one.
Person.
That is definitely a hard one. Off the top of my head, I mean, I would have to do a song with Rihanna, why not?
Okay.
As far as a rapper, listen, I'll do something with 50, why not? I mean, he's been on the back burner for a minute, but...
Shout out to 50, okay.
Yeah.
Hi, 50.
He's
yeah. Do you have any upcoming shows we should look forward to?
Well, right now I'm still working on some new music.
You're in the studio.
I'm in the studio,
okay.
You know, working.
Okay.
So,
no, I mean, listen, if first start in the studio before you put it out
there. You gotta make the magic happen before you show it off. So, I mean, if there is anything upcoming, you can definitely find out on the website. You know what it is.
Okay. Make sure, and follow him on the Twitter, which is Team ENT and the number one. You're on the Twitter personally or no?
No, not personally.
Management.
Straight to the management.
Okay.
Yeah.
So make sure everybody has the management. And you know, guess what? You already heard her a lot here, so she's crazy with it. Anybody's interested in doing any collabos, don't forget to go to their website, which is www.teamentertainment.net, or follow them on the Twitter, which is TENT and the number one. And that's how you can be able to get to Corinne. Other than that, you're on the smash. One more thing I want to ask. If you had an opportunity to go to any state or any country in the world to perform, where would that be? Like, where would you be your dream place? And they tell you, listen, you know, we got a call from France, Japan, or whatever, and you're going to perform.
Europe, because Europe, you know, that's the capital where the music always pops up. Everybody has a chance for music in Europe. So I would like to go to Europe, especially France.
Especially France.
Yeah, definitely. So.
Okay, so anybody that's listening out there, hey, you get over there.
Yeah.
You know, all we need is a plane ticket for the team, for the management, for her, for kids, and me. I'm just saying, you know, just in case. So what advice do you have for anybody that's trying to pursue their dream?
Well, what I have to say is go hard. Don't stop. Never quit, regardless of what anybody tells you. If you feel it in your heart that that's what you're supposed to do, you go ahead and you keep doing it. And don't let nobody stop you. Don't let nothing stop you.
That's what's up.
I can do it. Yeah, I can. Everybody can do it.
That's true.
You know?
That's true. I mean, you know, it's always hard, you know. And, you know, the guys be like, oh, Anna, here you go with your woman's stuff or whatever. But, you know, it is hard because not only we have the bad children, but we're the ones that usually have to be. And shout out to the single dads. Shout out to the single dads. I know plenty of them that hold it down. But I'm just saying, for the majority of the part, you know, us women, we have our children, we have to balance everything out. You know, do shows and still make the man feel like the king that he is.
You have to clean, you have to wash clothes, you have
still
to
be sexy, we still have to be sexy in the heels, washing the clothes, doing the dishes. I mean, come on, can we get a break here?
Sometimes there's not so many, and we need to
sometimes get out, because we'll go crazy. We need to air it out, have a drink. I'm not condoning drinking. I'm just saying, you know, go shopping, go. Let's just get out. Get out. Go out and take a drive.
Basically.
Can we get a little, you know, a little live dedicated for the people that went specifically? We want to bring a message home. Can you bring the message home to the girls?
So let's go. Tonight we're riding, ladies, leave us just at home. Ain't no picking up your phone, let's go, we in a hurry, cause we be riding in the Rover or the coupe. See a girl to do it too, cause we ain't got no worries. Riding, riding, yeah, we be riding, riding. You know we riding, riding, yeah, we be riding, riding, yeah.
That's my new song.
Yeah.
That's my new song, man. Call it 646, you're on with Emma, E2K, and Corinne. 646? Man, after you heard Corinne say ride it, ride it, I know if you got a question or something. You just want to listen? Cool, no problem. We're almost finishing with, you know, with the interview that we have with Corinne. We heard her latest jam tonight. And for those that have been listening to the show already know what voicemail that we've been playing, and, you know, we have her here live. She sang a little bit of it for us, and she brings, you know, the new stuff that she's got going on. That's my new jam in my car, because I'm going to be riding, riding.
That's right.
With a girl.
And the lady.
And I'm not picking up the phone. I don't care what you say.
Right.
You know, sometimes we need that. We need that just as individuals, man. You know, just even the guys, the fellas, you know, the ones that are doing their things and they want tools and paying the bills and taking care of home.
Yeah, that's right.
Sometimes you just need, you know, time with the fellas or... It's time to get away and find a better attitude. So But thank you. It's a pleasure. Your last shout out before you go.
Well, I just want to say shout out to Team Entertainment and shout out to you guys. Thanks for having me. And thank you everybody for listening to my music and checking us out.
And we're going to keep on, she's going to get up and sign the wall, sign the door, our famous door. Nobody can leave without signing the door. So we're going to have her tagging our door, and, you know, we'll be right back. You'll go play something, play anything, while we watch her come in, sign our door. And it's been crazy, but just play anything, even if it's,
I am crazy. But you know what else? Boom. I don't give a fuck.
New York gangsters, gangsters, we crazy. New York gangsters, gangsters, we crazy. New York gangsters, gangsters, we New York gangsters, cool, but they crazy. New York gangsters, gangsters, we crazy. New York gangsters, gangsters, we crazy. New York gangsters, gangsters, we New York gangsters, cool, but they crazy.
Yeah, anything can happen in the New York minute. Uh-huh. Get your whole shit twisted if you out here snitching. We don't tolerate rats, informants that witness. It's FTC, we handle our own business.
Yeah.
Up close and personal with bangers from the kitchen. This is NYC, we blood and we crippin'.
Yeah.
We shoot to the game, we bangin' on the system. And all five barrels, the guard is true and living. Put the G in gang bangin', we in full gang bangin'.
If you ain't bangin' on the system, then what you bangin' for? Got that jack boy gun runner, wolf pack mentality. It's family over everything, ain't nothing over family. Sean Bell, Anthony Bias, police brutality. Shootouts, knife fights, early morning nightlife. Warring with the NYPD, it's not nice. And how they did the homie Larry David G was not right.
New York gangsters, gangsters, we crazy. New York gangsters, gangsters, we crazy. New York gangsters, 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 we New York gangsters, cool, but they crazy. New York gangsters, gangsters, we crazy. New York gangsters, gangsters, we crazy. New York gangsters, 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 we New York gangsters, cool, but they crazy.
Yeah, drug dealing, killing, kidnapping, extortion. Eastside Damu, East Coast Loken. We living at war against all law enforcement.
Uh-huh.
Trying to get the fuck out the hood is what we hope. We want a ball like TV Kirkland, put work in.
Yeah.
Get money like Kevin Childs and Justal.
Uh-huh.
On the Bronx like Big
Keith from CNC. That was the real Cypress and Brook Avenue. Can't forget the Lynch Mob from Willis Real Killer. The young Kingpin, Boy George, and Guy Fisher. They was getting money, the official takeover. Trying to take the federal government state over. From the boats to Rikers Island, New York niggas wildin'. Out, we the ones the whole world talk about. Before the shit came to the east, we lived it out. If you know NYC, we eat and thug it out.
New York gangsters, gangsters, we crazy. New York gangsters, gangsters, we crazy. New York gangsters, gangsters, we New York gangsters, cool but they crazy, crazy. New York gangsters, gangsters, we crazy. New York gangsters, gangsters, we crazy.
Sip thriller, bang like gorilla. Got a tendency to pillow when I drill her. I can feel her shiver.
Already in her, living in her liver like I'm liquor, wine and dining on her spine. Better get her, get her.
She be working, make a shimmy, shimmy. She be working, make a shimmy, shimmy. She be working, make a shimmy, shimmy. She be trying to give it to me, then I beg her, pick me, pick me. When she twerking, I just stand here. When she twerking, I just stand here. When she twerking, I just stand here. Dollars in the cup, cause I ain't trying to fill my drink.
Fulfill my drink, women in the pink. Back her blackberry shakes, the CD on my link. Bathroom in the sink, and we grind it to the beat. Then I think, why dance when we go
I agree, she say I agree. When I open up my mouth, pull that liquor side of me. Then I splash it, as I lick her body to get high. Roll her live, blow her sour to the sky. Baby, we just slide. Slow it down, then you slide. Slow it down, then you slow it down, then you slide. She be working, make a shimmy, shimmy. She be working, make a shimmy, shimmy. She be working, make a shimmy, shimmy. She be trying to give it to me, then I make a quick decision. When she twerking, I just stand here. When she twerking, I just stand here. When she twerking, I just stand here. Dollars in the cup, cause I ain't tryna steal my dream. Stay in the bubble, getting it wet, making it puddle. Hit me the druggie, tryna get twisted, get you a puffle. Make them drink until they all faded. Sit back like the split, watch them kiss, I be coordinated.
And I be doing things with your broad all naked. Never get a mistake and make her pop it like bacon. Shake it till she break it, and of course she gon' take it. And of course on top of me is her favorite. I think it's time to slide.
Slow it down, then you slow it down, then you slow it down, then you she be working, make a shimmy, shimmy. She be working, make a shimmy, shimmy. She be working, make a shimmy, shimmy. She be trying to give it to me, then I beg her, take it, take it. When she twerking, I just stand here. When she twerking, I just stand here. When she twerking, I just stand here. Ballas in the cup, cause I ain't trying to steal my dream.
And we've lost another great one. So shout out to Fappy. And, you know, for whatever reason, I hope you can make it back, even if you come back as skinny beef. Anyway, I want to shout out Saratana. Saratana, I'm here in the business. She's here live. And, what up, Saratana? Living, a.k.a. Saratana, in the building. It's my hip-hop daughter, man. It's my hip-hop child. She was in love, man. E.O. Dub, Grind Time, I mean, you know, the 50,000 hats, just like her mama, man. 50,000 hats, just like her mama.
That's funny. Like, why you got the titties on? Everybody wears titties, and I was like, the titties, I don't know.
No, she has a crazy collection of titties, but, you know, we're not even going to start there. We're going to start on my topic. Listen, we're going to start on my topic.
You know I got ADD, man. You know this is
yeah,
going to work out for you.
Yeah, but it's going to work out. Okay, listen. The topic for today is the hush.
I got a hush.
Yes. Okay, the topic for today is attitude everything for success. That's something. It's attitude
everything
for success. You know, for success. And when I say success, I don't necessarily mean, like, this industry. I mean, you know, relationship-wise, family-wise. If you have a certain attitude with, you know, with your family member, with your loved one, with whatever, if you keep feeding out negative attitude, you think you're going to be successful in that relationship, in that family, in that job? What do you think? What's your opinion on that?
First, you know, sorry, I'm just giving a whole cold and all kind of shit, so I'm sorry. I sound like a
glad you're here.
I think definitely your personal relationship, because I mean, we all deal with people that have a funky attitude, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes you don't want to approach that person. Sometimes you don't want to talk to your pops because your pops is just nasty in general and you don't want to say nothing with your people, you know? So in the end, like, a positive attitude within your family is more important, as important as it is outside. As far as the music business goes, I mean, shit. Oh, you heard? No, you better act like Hillary Clinton, shake some ass, kiss some babies. I don't know what the hell you gotta do, bitch, but you better do something, and you better be happy when you're doing it, because when you a female and you got an attitude, they don't want to deal with you, because you got all kinds of shit going on. So people don't want to deal with you. So just keep that in mind when you're trying to be a rapper or a singer. Like, be an easygoing rapper. Don't get dumb.
Right.
Know your position, know your business, but
and easy go, you know, the word easy, that, you know, don't and not
literally, and not like get on your knees and be literally easy.
Right.
Yeah, don't do the cat stats. We're not looking at cat stats. You know, the industry has.
And you want to write a book, because if you want to be an author, just go write a book. Don't come, you know, do that.
And you know what? As a matter of fact, all you groupie hoes, take some lessons. Cat stats. And what's that bitch name, too bad? They wrote books and got paid for it. Like, do something with it. Like, don't just suck dick, you know what I'm saying? Don't just suck the dick. What you got to do is, if you a straight female, suck the dick. And what else?
I guess somebody at least to find the book. And suck more dick so people can write survival books.
Yeah, and then, you know, make sure you don't take a pretty boy and put him on blast. Then what happens is you turn him to the soldier boy. Soldier boy, that's who the actor. No, wait, shout out to Soldier Boy. And to my man, Casita, that just found a Soldier Boy. Love is love. But catch that.
Really?
Are you serious? Was that really an option? You're like 19, dude.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Now, get the positive attitude that doesn't suggest you being a whore.
Okay.
So,
now that you start the topic, let's get into you. For those that don't know you, and I don't know why they wouldn't know you because you've been in the industry forever, but you've been in the industry, and I think to me, you know, a lot of people have kind of not really have taken the opportunity or the time to really hear your shit. Because if they would, they would have. You know what I'm saying? So, right. So, talk to me about, not when you first started, we're not even going to go that deep, we're never going to hit them with that.
Right.
Just talk to me about just getting in the industry in general, being a woman, you know, all that claim. And even though you being a good rapper, still being a good rapper woman, what is it that they still want you to fucking do? Fuck.
I mean, I don't know if y'all can see this shit, but the twins is right. Shout out to my homegirl, Ollie. You know the twins is right. Twins is right. You see Emma, the twins is right. See, the twins get the women everywhere. And I don't mean that in a sense like we want this together everywhere. I mean this in a sense of if you're a man and you might be either A, ignorant one, or B, a smart one. It doesn't matter. Sex sells. You know what I mean? But as far as I'm concerned, I never wanted to do that. I never wanted to be the rapper that wanted to be sexy or whatever. I just wanted to fucking rap. That's all I wanted to do. Fucking rap. I love this hip-hop shit. Anyone who's known me for years know that I have a strong passion for this hip-hop shit. So it didn't matter what I was going to do, whether I was going to be rapping, dancing, hosting shows, doing events. You know what I'm saying? Like, when back in the day, when me and my best friend, Tulio, shout out to Bay Area. We used to go to different events and record everybody, you know, Hurricane G. Like, back in the 90s, it was so easy. You had no things. But back then, as a female, it was a little, it was as hard because I was a lot skinnier back then. And, you know, the hair was getting a lot of attention because the hair was on my ass.
The long, so, luscious hair.
Right here. Yes. It's not a pill. But at that time, you know what I'm saying, I had an opportunity to put out some records with, you know, my calling for Jean Grey and Bonnie Fly. And because the A&R of that particular label, one won't put on blast because you're unimportant and you lift boxes now. He kind of like wanted me to go the extra mile. And was trying to take a bitch out on dates and all that. And I was kind of dancing along the lines of, I don't think dudes are cool. So, and I mean that in a sexual way. Not that dudes aren't cool, because, oh, my God, the dudes. But that kind of hindered a lot of things. So I just started learning, you know, by, you know, being around you a lot, being around Gene a lot, the quality modes, and everybody that used to be spitting in Washington Square Park. I mean, what people don't understand, and getting back to the Fat Beast thing, is that Fat Beast underground hip-hop, the New York underground hip-hop's been around for decades. So losing Fat Beast is like losing them all. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So back then, with myself, Gene, Quali, Moe, Packet Fuzz, Pumpkinhead, like the whole, I would say the whole gist of the underground used to just get together in Washington Square Park and just spit. And now you see, you know, Immortal Technique, you see a lot of these indies going, you know, good with the major. So I'm hoping at this point, if you never heard my shit, then you never heard my shit. Right. You should probably go to grindtimenow.com or go to eosho.com or go to my MySpace and hear my shit. But, you know, if you haven't heard or you haven't been on your internet, because internet is new TV, if you haven't been on your internet TV, it's kind of like, I'm not going to stop until the casket drops. So if I'm not rapping, I'm doing something in hip-hop. So at the end of the day, being a woman is hard enough. Just having your emotions and dealing with, you know, red man being in town. And I don't mean the rapper. Hold on. I don't mean the rapper. Don't let that go over your head.
I swear.
Don't let that go over your head. That's your
emotion for a red man.
That's your muffler, baby. When I say red man, that red man's performing live in the church. So with that being said, like, we have all these different emotions, period. Women can't help them. But
we're creatures of emotion.
We're creatures of emotion. Dudes, you know, there's some that are positive, but there's some that just don't have your best interest.
But there's some guys that red man's business dumb, I think, because, you know, shit, baby. Maybe I said emotional shit more than half the time. God damn.
Well, you know, I just think we're all the same, just different body parts. That's pretty much it.
That's true. Everybody gets like a monthly situation, whatever it is. Not enough, too much.
Pop a hungry bitch.
Well, that's what, when you said about Fatty, that's what I said, you know, it's like another hip-hop funeral.
Well, yeah, it's still going on right now. So, did you not know Fatty, today is his very last day of functioning. If you are anywhere in the New York City area, make your way out there. DJ Premier is on the ones and twos right now.
Is it public? Like, so the public?
All the public. Everyone is invited to go out there. So shout out to everybody that's over there right now.
And for, don't know, Google it. Google Fat Beast.
And get there. I overheard also that whatever's on the walls, from vinyl to DVDs, if you pass the right amount of money, you can get you some fat beat.
Wow.
I know they were giving away a lot of vinyl for free.
Wow.
I know they were giving away like half of the wall, so.
Wow.
So if you want to own a part of New York history, get your ass a fat beat.
Are we going there?
I mean, you want to go out there?
Yeah,
you should roll. Stop by the
house. We should roll.
Stop by the house.
I take my photo
while I'm doing it. We sit there with our strong dinner and low ambulance. Because I want to see the premiere.
Okay, now.
Yes.
You know that, of course, I have to get into your lyricism skills. Oh, we have a quick. Before that, let's get into this caller. 240, y'all with Emma E2K and Sabatana.
Well, you already know who it is, man. It's your sister from another mother. You know what I'm saying? Your twin joint from the hip. I'm shouting out all of y'all because I love the ladies live on the line. Emma, my sister, and Sarah, my sister. What up, though? It's your girl, like she's nuts riding on the Amtrak coming from Baltimore. You know I'm on the move, y'all.
What up, mama?
You at the DMV, huh?
Uh-huh.
You know some damn well with... I feel like, where you at now?
Dan, Dan
was here at
the
ATL the other day.
He's
like, what's up?
Hey, you gotta make moves. You can't stay home.
Hey, I gotta move around. That's why I got my second in command up there, holding it down. You know what I'm saying? That's why she the champ. He's to play on the spot on the dot. Sarah Connor. Let me tell y'all people that's listening. Sarah Connor is one of the most underrated females that I feel like is definitely doing her thing out there. This girl is a mother, a wife, MC, a freaking businesswoman. I mean, and she's a loyal person, and she goes in. Like, she believes in her stuff. She's so determined and dedicated, and I respect everything that she stands for. And if you ain't listening to her, if you ain't logged on to everything that she's doing, I might have to come up to New York and smack the mess out of you myself.
If y'all miss that, basically, you're sure she gonna fuck y'all up. Keep fucking me. I got big fences. And they're bigger than me. I'm shorter. So, you already know. Keep fucking me. You in the DMV and you ain't on Sarah Connor and Lesh bumps into you. Lesh has all permission to smack you in the pussy with a grindtimenow.com or EOW sticker.
I love y'all, man.
Did you get to hear the sad news about fat people we're talking about, man? Today is the last day, man.
We're talking about fat people. Did you get to hear
that we're saying today is the last day, closing fat people? Today is the last day.
It's like a
hip-hop funeral today. Yeah, it's closed. You know, fat people's been around, like, for the longest. All these... rappers, producers, you know, have gone across there. DJs getting their vinyls and their music, you know, especially the underground music. They're the main one supporters of this all underground stuff. So now it's like, what's going to happen? Like, who's going to pump and distribute this underground music now? I mean,
hold on. You saying there's death to the DJs. Is that what you just said?
Well, Fat Beats are one of the only... to get the vinyl. There's other spots, but Fat Beats is the only new popular spot.
Wow, that's crazy, yo.
And today they're closing official. Like, they're selling the vinyl from the wall and everything.
Wow.
I mean, the label itself is going to still be in function, the label, but the store is that's it.
Yo, man, this industry, man, is, I don't know, it's just like a recession that's just closing everything down. Like, why is, yo, we got to keep moving. We can't stop, man. Even if cash flows one door, another door is opening, we can't stop. We got to continue moving and keep the stuff alive ourselves, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
One door, you know what I'm saying?
It's an open attack on hip-hop. I don't know if people figured that out yet. But there's an open attack on hip-hop, especially in New York City. We lost way too many venues that were important for us as MCs, and that's why there's so many things going on. Like, digital, that's cool. You know, we can do the digital thing, but at the end of the day, like, we got to hit these streets, and we're unable to hit these streets, then it's a little. We got to be digital, unfortunately. But
I mean, we got the streets. You can never forget the streets. Like, I mean, there's a lot of people, even though, you know, we all in the high-tech, society nowadays, and in the fast, high-speed internet, you know, you still got some people that are still, you know, in an old-fashioned way. We cannot forget the streets. Like, that's where all of this started from. You know what I mean? I think they're slowly, like, I think all of this is a conspiracy. They slowly try to indirectly, you know, attack, you know what I'm saying, the hip-hop culture in general, you know, when they allowed the government and Fortune 500 companies to, invade the whole situation. Like, they know what they're doing. Like, they think we're stupid, like, they don't see what's going on. We see it, you know what I mean? But we're going to act like,
you know, we don't know. We see them slithering like the snakes that they are. They're sliding through.
That's what they're trying to do. All they're trying to do is trying to go through the sideways, you know what I'm saying? See, they want to do it subliminally. They can't go straight through forth and tell you, you know what I'm saying, what it is. They try to subliminally do all the stuff. They try to subliminally brainwash people. Like, we know what y'all doing, you know what I'm saying? We see y'all. You know what I mean? Stop playing these games like you don't see what you're doing. But you know what? There's going to be a group of people. That's why, you know what I'm saying, Lux Radio Online, E2K on the spot, the whole movement we got coming over here, we fighting against the machine, you know what I'm saying? And we basically, we're not going to go and you know, compromising what you guys are doing out there and stuff. You know what I'm saying? We're going to keep on fighting against the machine until we're heard, point blank.
We're looking at an industry that's screaming for something different. I mean, at the end of the day, whatever, I don't know if there's any record company people looking, but whatever you guys are doing, it's not working. Just wanted you to know that.
This is time for the independence, man. Y'all better go ahead and seize the moment and do what you do, man. Down for the independent
surprise. That's right.
It's a revolution. It's a revolution. And it's starting with you to get on the spot, on the dot. Don't turn that down. Peace.
Yeah, what you know about that kind of coming to E2K on the spot? Getting over bronchitis, homie. That's love.
I didn't know. Honestly, like, I just didn't want to hit her mouth. I don't know if you have to fucking up.
That's not true. I have a great attitude.
Yeah, she has a great attitude. Yo, Lush, I love you to death, and I want to thank you for believing in me, and I want to make sure you guys understand that Lush Radio and I will always have first dibs on whatever it is or whatever it is I'm doing, like with Lush Radio Online. That's how we love the job.
Yo, I think Sarah wants me to cry or something live on the show or something. Like, I don't have time to be emotional.
I'm mad that you was even on the line saying all that shit. I was standing like, damn, we got more for Clemson shit. I'm like,
she did that on purpose because you were trying to make her cry earlier, so she took it back to me.
Y'all crazy. I'm really going. I'm getting off the phone with y'all. I can't deal with y'all.
No, don't get off yet. Like, I'm about to have a sit something, so chill a minute.
All right.
I don't care what bronchitis or not. She's got to go in. You know what I'm saying? That's how she do.
Okay, all right.
Put them all close to the side. I get some tissue. Get some tissue. Micah, start crying. Tissue. All right, it's on you, girl.
You want me to do that?
Real talk.
Yes, you do.
It's gonna happen. All right. Excuse me. Hey, girl. Says, I hate that hater, watch she on my YouTube playing, she's so wacky, she's so ugly, that annoying little face, so hope she dies and disappears and angles into the air, wondering how did I get here while you are 60 over there, so ho, y'all little motherfuckers sit up my car, I can break my gas up, my mom street down, my truck straight line will be expanding, my time's right now, yes, I'm fat down, what you wanna be doing, I'm doing right now, when she wasn't scrappy, was really fat crying, mommy don't play that, they bring the fourth round, they just went through a hole in the ground. No fancy that you admire from the streets to the dirt, put on a glove and a smoke from the side that they lost. And the sparks in the club when the henny hits the cup, just start to spaz and bug and y'all all get fucked up. So trust, I'ma treat this game like a psycho bitch. La Madrina with soldiers, it ain't over shit. Yeah.
Wow. Can we get some claps for that one?
Yo, and that's what her, you know, her shit is a little, a little under the weather, so.
Like that's hard body. If you come over there with bronchitis, recovering, and you still spit, and you still going on an interview, all I can say is, Queen, salute to you. Wow.
It's worse than that. I've been with bronchitis going to all these events. I went to the AZ Cormega event. For the AZ Cormega event, I went to Razzcast album release party, and chill with Ice T, who loves me, by the way, so shout out to the Ice T. Shout out to Coco, always show love. Shout out to Coco. And shout out to Razzcast, shout out to the Juggernauts, shout out to the whole New York City underground scene. You know what I mean? Like, right now I'm just a little sad. I'm sorry, I'm on my fat beast shit. Well, we're supposed to be talking about all this shit. But at the end of the day, like I said, if you in the area, please make it snappy. Yeah, I mean,
all I'm saying is, can I get some of Coco's booty? Like, can she just let me, like, take one implant to put in my butt or something like that? That's all I want. What's up, Coco? Let me borrow your butt.
Oh, you talking about Coco?
Let me borrow your booty.
Talking about Coco? You are sweet.
I know. I'll be acting stupid. I'm sorry.
But if you talk, what can we do? Let's go into the topic, Lush. If you want to talk, let's go into the topic. Listen, the topic for today is attitude everything for success?
Hell yeah. Girl, if I ain't have an attitude that I was going to destroy the whole entire world and give world domination over Lush Radio Online and link up with one of the hottest, sexiest females in the industry like Emma E2K, then I wouldn't be where I'm at right now. Come on, man.
You heard? It's called a positive attitude.
Right.
But if you could control the cocky attitude in you, then you too can be just like Lush. I don't know if you know that. I got no balls, but I'm cocky as fuck. See what happened?
But no, but all
topic,
BS
aside. I get here
and topic sun, guys. All BS aside, though, really, like, attitude is what brings that energy. And, you know, excuse, don't get mad. It's a pricey thing. But, you know, me and Emma, like, when we deal with people, we feel their energy. You know what I'm saying? And the thing about it is that your attitude, your energy, your persona is the thing that makes you sexy or makes your presence just alluring to people that people want to be around with you, to do business with you. You know what I'm saying? And if you have a confident attitude, say you might be a little bit overweight, man. And you might have, society might say, oh, she's bigger, this, that, or the third. But she's confident. She's standing with her head up high, and she's walking in that room, and she's commanding her respect. That attitude can take you a lot. There's a difference between being vain and being conceited, but having attitude and confidence. Confidence versus being vain and being stuck on yourself. Being stuck on yourself, ain't nobody trying to bang around, because your stuff does stink. Don't act like your stuff don't stink, because it do stink.
You gotta wash it. You gotta wash it like everybody else every day.
P.U.
is right. So wait. So let me get back into Salomon. Hang on if you can, sis, man. Hang on if you can, but if you gotta go, I understand. But try to hang on if you can.
Okay.
Sarah Connor and all, you know, try to get all her info out.
Yeah.
So, give out your Twitter, give out all your stuff, man.
Okay. Well, first of all, it's December 18th, live at the barbecue, 5 Points in Queens. It's the 7th train, get off on 45th Road. That is the next Grind Time Now event. We will be holding tryout battles also. So, please come out and support that. After that, September 29th, I'll be performing at Jay Ronan's birthday bash at Public Assembly. That's September 29th. Then after that, in October, I will be at Rockstar for Hollaback. And I want to also say that I love myself as much as everybody else does. And shout out to, for you ladies, that, I'm not like Emma. She got pretty and straight. You see, I don't know if y'all know, Emma's nails are the most historical thing in the Bronx. So if you don't know that, then you ain't on the shit. But For those ladies that are trying to look real sexy in that game, please see my homegirl Queen Bee Makeup on YouTube and get your flaw popping with that. I fucked with them. That's my family, Tulio and Ari. So shout out Tulio and Ari.
Okay.
And that's my family doing that thing. And I'm going to be, you know, sending music out for them to do that. We're going to also do a radio show. Grand Time is working out some kinks with a radio show on thatshiphop.com. So shout out to thatshiphop.com.
Yo, Dub, I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. I got like a lot. It's what happens when you like Lesbo D. Yo, Dub is having a 10-year anniversary. We just celebrated Highline Ballroom yesterday with DMC. Shout out to DMC. Shout out to Homeboy Sandman who came through. Iron, of course, Jess James, Rod. Yo, Dub's been in existence for 10 years, and we're every Sunday in the same spot. 101 Avenue A, every single Sunday, longest running open mic in New York.
And so, everybody in there,
anybody. If you're a rapper, you came up with a new scene, you've been through it, Yo Dub. And if it wasn't for Yo Dub, no one would really know the Sarah Connor street name. And if it wasn't for Grind Time, the internet wouldn't know Sarah Connor. So I want to shout them out to Grind Time right now in MIA, for all those battle fans, is the return of Iron Solomon. So Iron Solomon is battling, making up the band, Inez, as we speak,
ooh,
in Miami.
Ooh.
So shout out to GrindTimeNow.com. And a message to all the Grind Time East Coast MCs, winning is not an option. Winning is a must. So hopefully you guys are coming back from Miami with no losses.
Mm.
So I'm hoping that's going on right now. Pressure.
Do you see like a little pressure? I don't know if the pressure is like a little bit of the, in the neck. Is there like a little pressure there? Just a little bit.
Yeah, so like, I mean, it's not pressure. We all confident. Shout out to the Grind Time East Coast, from the staff to the MCs. We've come a long way. And shout out to Penn for doing his job, because, you know, Penn took over the
Poison Pen.
Yeah, Poison Pen. Shout out to Poison Pen for taking over the division and doing a great job. Shout out to Stash P, who's come through. You shout out to Morty Technique. Shout out to every rap, famous popular rapper, from Fabulous to Mos Def, to everyone that's always shows up to RyanCarnell.com and EOJ.com also. So, and yes, Sarah Connor, SaraKana, Twitter.com/SaraKana.
Where does the name Sarah Connor come from?
The Terminator.
Mm.
Terminator.
I wonder why you got that.
Because she is the leader of the future. She gives birth to the leader of the future. And she's basically trying to let the world know that, you know, she is just trying to take over. I don't know if you guys noticed, but that fucking movie is really eerie to reality. So I figured, fuck it, I'm going to start telling y'all that your computers are coming after you. Yeah, so Sarah Connor, SaraKana, because everybody tries to put them wrong. You catch that on Twitter, catch me on my Facebook. Not really MySpacey too much, but catch me on my
Facebook. You're forgetting about the MySpace.
You know why? Because you need to go to ReverbNation.com/SaraKana. That's why ReverbNation went on blast with that shit.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, everybody seems to be on that and having their music up. Is it better than the MySpace?
You know, MySpace was the first to ever do it.
Right.
You know, they're not giving me no contracts right now. I mean, they're not putting no money in my pocket, but, you know, Reverb Nation, well, no, I don't know. But, yeah, MySpace ain't popping.
I still got like $20.
Feel free, MySpace, to hit me with a check, and I'll tell the world about it. You know what I mean?
But you're on the Facebook and the Twitter?
Yes, Facebook.com/SaraKana, Twitter.com/SaraKana. You can check me out on GrindTimeNow.com. You can check me out on EOW.com. And I'm Googleaboo, and I'm YouTubeaboo, and mixtape coming out, Sarah Connor Chronicles 2, The Resistance, and then the album. So the album,
when are we expecting that?
Sarah Connor Chronicles 2, The Resistance, we should be looking at it before November, and then the album, I'm trying to get that out before the new year. So hopefully that'll work.
Now, let me ask you, have you seen my Sounds Nice documentary?
Yeah, I did.
Give us your opinion about that. Talk to us about that.
I thought it was dope for the most part. You know what I'm saying? I thought it was real dope. I was happy to see G-Ray up there. That's what I was happy, because I felt like she's getting my chest due. But there was so much forgotten. You know what I mean? Like, I felt like there could have been more of an encouragement for women to be themselves and less of an encouragement for women to be whole.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Not taking nothing away from Trina that worked for Trina. That's not going to work for everybody else. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely not going to work for me. How I look wearing Tyson.
The football shot?
Yeah. I don't even got a football. I don't know, but all I'm saying is, like, I thought it was dope, and I'm glad that they did, you know, shine the light on a few, you know, great things. But at the end of the day, like, there was a lot forgotten about. It could have been longer. They didn't mention Left Eye. There's a lot of people they didn't mention. They didn't mention Left Eye. They didn't mention myself. They didn't mention Liquid. They didn't mention a whole bunch of motherfuckers that are keeping females relevant in the streets now. They're digging in a commercial backyard and trying to pull up a lot of these underground females to clarify, but there's a lot of females still fighting a good fight. You know what I'm saying? And I think that needs to be heard. And if you're going to say that it's male dominated, then I think it should have been on camera for the world to see, for somebody to say, you know what, it's time to get these females just due. Don't just worry about their personal issues. Let's worry about why they have those personal issues. And just put them out. Get the money. Do something. Don't talk shit about it and not support. And I'm tired of seeing dudes saying that they fuck with this female and fuck with that female MC. Not fuck them, but fuck with that female MC and not actually support them. Mm. Don't just say you vibe with this person. No, a dime a day, I got somebody to say, yo, I fuck with you, you tough. Did you download my mixtape, homie? Did you go to an event?
Did you send me a drop for the mixtape?
You know what I'm saying? Something, you know what I mean? So don't just say you support it, actually do it. That's the problem that we're having. So,
but do you think there's a part two that should be?
I think there should be a part two, and I think it should be on Underground Female MC. And, you know what I'm saying? And if they're not going to do it, let me encourage the world, somebody to do it. And if you do it, just give me credit at 10%, it's good.
Cut that check, that's what we meant. I'm going to cut the check, spell the name right. S-A-R-A-K-A-N-A.
Now let's put that on a shirt.
Now we're up to 100%.
Studio, we're putting that on the shirt. Putting it with K.A.N.A. That's what we're going to do.
I just want my 20%.
You heard it loud. I said 10%. I hold up. That's how you know she's my mom, son. Because she goes 20, like 10%. I don't know how to
do it. We always start with 20%. And we negotiate the rest.
Everything up for negotiation. See, that's about it. She deserves more than 20% when it comes to people. I'm talking about this is a lady that
don't make me
put clothes on my back when I handle her.
Oh, my God.
You I'm not going to make her cry. I'm not going to make her cry. Because there's Lou Rose is here, too. She think I'm not going to put her on the spot. I know Lou Rose, she was really, really, really little Rose.
It's Rose. They used to say she's a little. You didn't see a book.
I know. I don't want to look at my little girl over here. Like, that was really disturbing.
They show growth on this thing.
I know she's wrong. We'll discuss this on the later day. I'm safe. But that girl can spit, and she's been saying since she was a kid. And
she doesn't do that anymore. That's not how I feel.
That's okay, because I'm still spitting. And I'm always going to say how dope she was when she was a kid.
Yes.
She used to put a lot of dudes to shame that were older than her.
Yes. I definitely agree with that. And shout out to the Ag Records. Shout out to D-Cuz. And I
just...
You know, for giving Rose that shot when she was, you know, at that age. So if you want to follow, check out what she used to do, go to YouTube. She's up there. She's, you know, not 50 plus, man, her family and stuff like that. She used to do when she was younger, but, you know, she's now going to school and hitting the board here and, you know, and just excelling to whatever she wants to in this industry because, you know, the world is open for her to do so, but,
and I see she got the technical things down, pat and shit, I'm about to talk to Rosie like, yo, I need home.
Shout out to the Street Queens, shout out to Lush Radio, of course, all day, every day, my big friends that called in, shout out to, Shell,
shout out to my wife and my son, and her grandson, JD,
and Shell, no, Shell's not my grandson, JD, my grandson. JD, my grandson, show them the mom.
Yeah, shout out to, like, Jeff James and Dutch Vega.
Yes.
And please come out September 18th to the Sweet Barbecue. Show some love. There's a lot of, you know, kids out there that want a chance, and whether it's going to be battling on the internet or just doing music, they'll support. The only people that are going to say this music shit is us. And if we don't support, then what the fuck are we doing here? Sharatana!
Hey, don't forget, just don't forget to follow on the Twitter, not the MySpace, but the Facebook and everything else. He's still waiting for a MySpace check. I know we all know.
Y'all waiting for a MySpace? I'm putting that network on that. Y'all owe me checks.
And for the knee sites that are charging now.
Knee
sites are charging now.
First of all, I'm not paying for a site with knee.
They're getting gangsta, the knee sites. Shout out to Strictly Punk One. Alright, let's go into music real quick, man, and you know, so we get some photo ops going. I don't have nothing of Sarah Connors, I'm sorry, but YouTube Hub, go to what that site that you said?
The best. You can go to YouTube.com/Sarah Connors.
No, the other one, something nation.
ReverbNation.com/Sarah Connors.
Yes.
Become a fan.
And all her music is there, and just check it out, and you know, judge it for yourself, support it, man.
And look for that joint with Murder Move featuring Sarah Connors on the Shite TV.
Oh, yeah. Now, wait a minute. Okay, we're going into that round of the song. Yeah, Roseman, take us out of here, okay?
And all the bitches love me. I'm a 24-hour stunner, roll runner. Niggas can't catch me. Get green like Bill Bixby. Damn, I mean Bixby. Stay in the 6 feet. My corner in the club is where the fuck the chick be. Hand the flick, popping like the red carpet. That California swag with a little Colin Park shit. Fat ass, small waist, little Colin Park shit. Came up to me, came up to me and said, teach me how to dug it. Teach me how to dug it. If you really want to know, then girl, you gotta go to D-Town.
Killer remixes,
young bad wizard with that Kelly swag district. Backpack on, snapback on, modern day LL, girls can't leave him alone. Phantom two-tone, money two-grown. If I stood on my wallet, I'd be 8 feet tall. Belly fell, turn it up, I'm about to burn it up. Smoking on that Cali good, got a nigga hot as fuck.
Just got the new sad news, sad beat. They just shut it down, and everybody's leaving. So, man, we were just scheming to go. I was about to end the show early just to run over there. First of all, it's 347. Y'all with Emma E2K and Stavrakana E2K on the spot. 347.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, it's me, Rolo, from Rolo Wear NYC. What's up, Emma?
Oh, my God. Okay, what up,
baby?
Oh,
my God.
Wow. I can't believe you, Sarah, trying to bring you out.
I saw your posting. I said, let me call. I know I've been missing in action. I'm sorry.
That's oh my God, we got here live on the phone, man. Like the top, the one and only. Anything you see, like even Coco wearing with shoes and custom made stuff. This is the man right here.
If you see those creepy high heels that Jason had on, and
everybody, Melina Hayes, a lot of people.
Yeah. He dressed all the top females in the game for their photo shoots and all that. Everybody comes to him, so this is the man on the phone. What's up with you, man?
No, I've been good. I've been actually working on a couple of projects. I've been doing a short film, a short sci-fi film that I'm working with a friend of mine. Her name is Pamela Page. So I've been basically putting together the artwork. She wrote the story. We filmed it. It's like a little trailer. And, I can't give away a lot of it yet, but it's coming soon because I'm doing all the artwork for it. Like, it's like sort of like a Sin City 300 style image.
Right?
So animation incorporated into the whole film. So, but it's coming out cool. And then I got a new website coming up, which is rollaware.net. And, you get to see all the new stuff. So that's actually in the works and working. That's why I'm calling too, because I want you to be at the Rock and Rollo Girl Fashion Showcase for the, I'm trying to remember the name. I think it's Voices of the World. It's a charity event for the American Cancer Society, and it's going to be on September 25th at Symphony Space. But I'll give you more info as we get closer to that. So
definitely make sure you call in and hit me up. I still got the same number, man. 12 years of marriage.
Nice. That's awesome. In fact, hit me up too, so you can so we can trade off what we're gonna do. Because I definitely have all your gear, and I also want you both to be there at that event too, so you get to see all the crazy stuff.
Yeah, you still got the same email?
Yeah, rolloworld@gmail.com.
Okay.
Okay.
@gmail.com?
Yep.
Okay, I got you. I'm definitely going to hit you up on an email. I want to know more about that event so then I can be able to let everybody know as they get closer.
Yeah.
And support that, especially if it's for a charity.
Especially. It's for the American Cancer Society, too, and it's like National Geographic. It's like a special event. So, it's really cool because, they're featuring like 25 dance troupes from around the world, from like South Africa, India, Poland, Russia. Like they're all going to be dancing on the big stage there and stuff. And it's pretty cool. I got invited to be in the mix of all that.
I'm definitely coming in support because I definitely support any cancer society.
Yeah. That's awesome. So, I got a good team. I got Joe with his music and Tune Productions. We're working a lot of stuff, with the West Coast with Joker Brand. And, now I got Pamela Page helping me out. He's actually good. It's so cool. He just had a baby girl yesterday.
Wow. Shout out to him. Congratulations.
I got to bring him to the show so, you know, he'll get to talk about what he's doing and all that stuff. So he's always working.
You
got
to come up here. You need to come up here.
Just,
we
got to
have you over here,
Rolo. Yeah, fill me in. I'll definitely come through what days, you know, the show is on and all that. And I'll be there.
Okay.
And I'll bring some goodies, too.
Good. That's what's up. I'm going to hit you on the email on it and give you some dates so we can definitely arrange that and get
Perfect.
You up here before the
okay.
show so you can, you know, bring some stuff to promote and all that.
It's all good. And I love you both. Like, you're all amazing. You've been with me, you know, from the beginning. So I can't forget. I can't.
I love you, man. So love. So
yeah.
Family, we said hi.
I'll be here.
Okay.
Have a good one.
You don't have to go anywhere once. You can stay just listening to the show. But if you got to go, I understand. I definitely appreciate
you
calling in.
Well, for that day, you got to come through Rollerware here, so I got to hit you off for some of the stuff so you can have, you know, represent me that day, too. So.
Yes, for sure. Yes. You already know how we do it. We go hard with it.
It's perfect. I'm down for that.
All right. Thank you, Rollo. Thank you.
Okay. So, hey, have a great night. You know, and thank you again for all the support you've done for me and stuff. And I got to show the same love back, so.
Thank you. Appreciate it. You have a good weekend.
You too.
Okay, baby.
Bye-bye.
Everybody, man, have a good Labor Day weekend. Make sure, you know, you don't drink and drive. And if you're drinking, you know, don't drive. Walk, get on a bus, or just, you know, conk out in the corner for a little bit and get a little snooze and then just get back up and continue, you know, your routine. But try not to, you know, be out there drinking. You know, there's people driving from out of town, coming in. Everybody want to have a good time. So you have a good time, you know. You can have a good time when you don't even realize what you're doing. At that point, it's not good anymore. It comes back.
It becomes a stinky mess.
It becomes a bad situation for you. Those they got to pick you up. The cops, they got to write the report. You know, it's just a whole mess.
And the people that got to clean your mucus.
And the people got to carry you down the steps or off the steps or, you know, whatever. It's just crazy. But make sure you have an excellent Labor Day weekend, everybody. Don't forget the sales on Monday, yo. Monday's a crazy sale for the shoppers. That's when you want to buy your flat screen TV and, you know, and your radio and your any electronic stuff on the bed. I think Sleepy's and all that, they're having sales and the mattresses and all that. This is the time to buy all that stuff. Get on my bullshit, yo. Go pre-order Call of Duty Black Ops for all of my PS3, my PS3, all of my PS3, for all of my Xbox 360.
September 18th, live at the barbecue,
grindtown.com. And you go live, don't you play? Yes. For all my PS3 heads. I will bust your ass, trust me. Kush Kana 21 on PS3. I don't play every day. But when I do play, I only play with certain people. So if I don't know you, you got to say, hey, I heard, you know, you give out the screen name or, you know,
say the on the spot.
You don't say that, I'm not accepting your shit.
And you like bad with it? Like, you bad with it?
I'm not as dumb as my best friend, too, but he's bad with it. I will fuck you up. If I throw a grenade, it's done. It's done. I throw a grenade like, what was that, the Eli Manning? I said, this motherfucker, I'm throwing grenades like that. So those PS and the Xboxers, you know, if you want to get your game on, or your, you know, while you're watching Grind Time,
And you watch Grind Time on your PS3. First, oh, by the way, shout out to all the MCs and everybody that supports GrindTimeNow.com.
If you want to try out GrindTimeNow.com and you're looking for somewhere to go do that, come September 18th for the Live at the Barbecue event. And if you got what it takes, just understand that Grind Time looks for characteristics, charisma, and you have to be entertaining. It's not about just insulting the other person in front of you. You have to win. Insult the other person in front of you, but entertain the people around you while you're doing it. So September 18th, come show us what you got.
Right.
Yeah, because some of the MCs, they get caught up in wanting to diss the other MCs so much that they get focused on that. They forget about everybody else.
They look mad. They look mad. They get so angry.
And they put the attitude out. Attitude.
Which is there's a way to put your attitude out and still look confident.
Right. Not saying I really look confident, but like you said, cater to the crowd. The crowd is there to watch you, to support you, to amp you up. And if you don't give that eye contact with the crowd, they're like, wait a minute. What? Hello, we're here. What? You just, you know.
Exactly. And
only they want to be a part of this. The hip-hop crowd is crazy. They want to be a part of everything that's going on.
New York crowd. The New York crowd is real hard to please. You can be one of the dopest MCs, but the New York crowd, we're a competitive and cocky city. And we love all types of people, but New York City is too competitive, and we need to start getting rid of that shit and start supporting each other a little bit more. Because we're competing against each other, trying to take each other out. We're forgetting that everybody else on the other side of this world is doing good.
Right.
So we need to get that shit popping again.
Right. What are other suggestions or advice you would give to those coming up in this industry, in this music industry, like right now?
Be humble. Don't go up to somebody and say, compete that nigga right now, son. Like, at the end of the day, everybody started somewhere. And no matter how nice you are, it's called paying dues. And if you're new to a scene, guess what? They don't know you. You got to show them you got what you got. So my first advice is be humble. My second advice is practice. Practice as much as possible. Like, don't just write about what the next man's writing about. You know, separate yourself as an artist. What kind of artist do you want to be? What kind of artist do you want to be respected for? Do the kind of music that people aren't doing. If you're going through some shit, write about it. If they're going through some shit, don't write about what they're going through. Write about what you're going through, motherfucker. How you gonna write about what they're going through? You know what I mean? People need to be able to relate to music these days. Drake is blowing up because when Drake is in love, the whole world knows about it. And unfortunately, he's in love with that, apparently. Nicki Minaj is on stuff and this. So, but people relate to that. People relate to the things he's saying as far as his career is concerned. People relating to the way he's expressing himself. You know what I mean? So
you consider Drake a rapper?
Any MC is an MC. If you know how to speak, you know how to speak. I think Drake, what people misconstrue about, why am I talking about Drake right now? But what people can misconstrue about Drake is he's been doing it for a minute. That's what people are forgetting. He's been doing it in Canada for a minute. And
he was in Degrassi.
Yeah,
I know
we watched Degrassi with Lil Jimmy. That's so crazy.
Hey, Jimmy! And it was a big, awkward bro. Did you see MTV?
He was on MTV like, oh my God, I hated that bro. You should have, bro. It's crazy. Now he's sitting there like, all grown man and shit.
Now that you said, you mentioned Nicki, you know, Minaj.
Nicki Minaj. I love Nicki. If that's what you're going to ask me, I will cement Nicki's ankles to my wall. I love Nicki. If you hating on Nicki, first of all, I'm going to keep it funky. Y'all might hate me. If you're hating on Nicki right now, then A, you're old, and you used to listen to old hip-hop, and you want Queen Latifah and Lauryn Hill back. That's number one. Number two, if you're also hating on Nicki, it's because she got there A, before you. I don't hate on Nicki. The reason why I don't hate on Nicki is because, number one, she has a very distinctive flow that separates her from everyone. Let's just skip the fact that she dresses like a whore. She might not be a whore just because she dresses that way. Don't nobody know
her
personal business.
I call her the hip-hop Lady Gaga. Isn't that more fitting than... Because I don't know why people comparing her to Lil' Kim. I don't see her as...
Well, Lil' Kim's always going to be Lil' Kim. Foxy always going to be
that. That's what I'm saying. I don't see her even remotely tapping into that area there.
Well,
I see her...
I see why hip-hop Lady Gaga.
Well, first of all, let's look at the strategic move.
It's strategic. You have to make things strategic. We haven't had a Lil' Kim in a long time. So what do? You emulate what Lil' Kim did back in the 90s that got her all this attention, and you put it on someone else. And it doesn't necessarily mean that she's acting like Lil' Kim. It might just mean that role, they wanted that. And let's just be real. She's not controlling her own career. There's people around her controlling that. So why is everybody pissed off at her? Be pissed off at the people that are controlling what she's doing, right?
But
up all night, I don't like the new single that... Yeah, I don't know about all that shit, but everything else I think is dope. I don't personally know her. I have nothing personal against her, but being a female is hard enough, so this is it. Not everything I like, but I like looking at her. I just like looking at her.
So, Nikki, if you were listening, listen, I heard you was bisexual. I don't live with the next man's stigma, so we good with that. But, you know, feel free to stop by a Grindtime event at any time you feel like it. And
cop some photos,
you know, take some pictures, or you could just, you know, come sit on my bed.
All right, if you want to go, sorry. I was going to say, you knew what to talk about, but I went home when you went home. So, for the sake of them opening the door for you,
Nikki's joke.
It's only radio shows. It's only radio. Try to get some ratings up, even in this book, Nikki. So, I'm just running down, like, some of the females that kind of holding, like, an impact, you know, in the music industry in one way or another. Rihanna's new CD. I'm not too much of Rihanna fan. Look, I'm not against her. I think she's pretty, all that stuff. But I heard her new CD. I mean, I really listened from beginning to end. I like Rihanna.
I like Rihanna. I think Rihanna's dope. I think Chris Brown hit her for a reason. And I'm not trying to get on my song buff shit, but if you ever been with a chick that is quick with the temper, then you should probably know that you don't want to leave your phone open. So, Chris, say bye-bye. Say bye-bye to all of us.
Okay, let's see. Who else is in the female out there? Really, that's not, you know, that's a sad thing that our list is not that long.
Everybody else is fucking R&B.
But, okay, what about Trina? Trina just
She's an OG. I mean, we just need an open door. You know what I mean? And I think what it is, too, is that America needs to be able to relate to the artists that they're watching now. You know what I mean? Like, if you put out a young lady that looks somewhat like me and younger, and she's dressed like me, but she's far more younger, probably. And she's dope. I think you'll find that some doors will open. You need to give some of these regular Joe Schmoes a chance, because some of them might have star quality, and people might want to see that now.
But you know what, too? Now they don't bother to do, like, the artist development like they used to do back in the day.
Yeah.
Now you have to already kind of, like, look like a star. So, you know, so they put, the chains on and whatever, and you're blinging, and you have a whole, 50,000 people crew behind you.
Yeah.
And now the label's like, okay, there's 50,000, people following you, let's give them a chance or whatever. Also, like you say, somebody come in, humble and all that, can say, sound crazy or whatever, and they will not bother to look at the price, they give them a meeting.
And that's when they become gold trends.
Hey, listen, go right. There's money in there.
Shout out to Tish. I don't know if Tish out there making that ghostwriting money.
Listen, I'm not mad at a ghostwriting. I'm about to write some stuff for some ghosts. Holla at the girl. I gotta see my kid, Tupac. Somebody. Fun. All right. I read the advice.
Oh, man.
Listen.
Oh, man.
That may be a new, let me not give it up. And then here
goes.
Nah. I'm dealing with somebody, already. I took myself and stuff. Anyway. Shout out to all those that we lost in hip hop. The last recent.
Sano.
Shout out to Sano. Shout out to Sano. May he rest in peace. There's a video, a tribute video out there. I know I've seen it on Facebook. I'm not sure if it's on YouTube and all that, but I know it's on Facebook. And it's been going around. They are doing something for him. I can't remember the exact date. And that's SOBs, right?
Yes.
I can't remember the exact date, but I know it's coming up in a week or two. So
they can check the SOBs calendar.
Yeah, go to the SOBs calendar. Go to his Facebook, which is Sano. I don't know what
Sano.
Yeah. The other day, the hairs in my arm stood up, because you know how you get the request, and how I see somebody requesting me in Sano. I wanted to freaking flip out, and I was like,
I looked around.
yo, my head just took from it. I was like, whoa. You know, I see his face, and it's like, I'm like, whoa. I mean, of course, I know it's, you know, either his family or friends that are, you know, that are definitely doing that, but it's just, you know, just that quick impact when I look and, you know, he was the one requesting, well, his picture, and it came from his page. But shout out to him and his family. They are going to do a fundraiser,
yeah.
And the money is going to go to his wife and his three daughters that he left behind. He left, you know, three beautiful children, and I hope that this is not just the first and the last. I hope it continues. I hope it continues. Just like, you know, people pass away and they leave family and their kids, and people, for the first year or two, they're like, oh, gung-ho about stuff, and then they forget about stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like, shout out to DJ Carl Blade's family. Rock Raider, you know, everybody starts doing something and they kind of, you know, everybody else drifts off, but, you know, that's why we have to continue to keep their name alive and keep supporting their family, you know, and not so much their family, but their children, man. Because the kids really have nothing to do with that, you know?
I mean, I think people that performed at his function should definitely show their support. I mean, he's responsible for making sure Joel grew up. He gave Joel a lot of shows, a few weapons, he got a lot of shows.
Not 50 plus?
Not 50, though. I remember that shit. Not 50 got a lot of shows with him. Even down to D-Block, I think.
Yeah.
Shows at SOB.
Yeah, no, his list is crazy. The list of people that he got to put on stage and all that is crazy. Even D Vasquez. Was doing hosting for the SOB event for the Latin Connection, right? The Hip Hop Latin Connection. So I mean, just everybody, you already know what Flano, you know, was able to do for you or not, and just in the strength that he was just a good person and, you know, was just out there and really fighting the good fight, you know, for everybody else. Just go and show support. You know, pay whatever it is that they're requesting at the door. It shouldn't even matter. You should, you know, shouldn't be asking for no discount or trying to get in. And even if you can get in free, still pay at the door, man, because that's what for his family. Don't shortchange his family. Don't shortchange his daughters, because she's going to need that. She's going to need that a lot more. So whatever we can contribute, at least, you know, let them be up in heaven and at least saying, damn, you know. It was all worth it. Now that he's like, damn, why the hell I even bothered? So, you know, so I'm just saying, do what you can, give what you can. If the interest is 20, I only got 10, then go give that 10 and then just go home. Okay, I'm fine. But at least give that 10, you know?
Really, because they need that right now.
For real support. So, okay, so the topic today, I'm going to wrap it up. The topic today was, we were talking about attitude, everything for success. And I think pretty much everybody agrees that, yes, attitude plays a major, major role in for you to be successful in any category, whether it be personal relationship or business, you know, or, you know, whatever. You're at the free clinic. I'm just saying, you know, attitude means everything, you know. When you're at the welfare office and they're giving you attitude and you want to give attitude back, but you're the one there that needs. Okay, stop and think. I need, and if I give attitude, I'm going to be yo, then they're going to give me shit. So, you know, just you got to be careful where you portray that negative or positive attitude so it can best work for you and you can be successful, you know, at the end of the day. I want to thank Corinne that was here sitting here with us and bring us, you know, that hot song tonight, which I'm going to be playing, by the way, on my CD player. And definitely the lovely man, Sarah Connor, wearing the 50,000 other hats, you know, gotta get it from her mama. And, you know, she gets it on with on the E-Dub every Sunday, make sure if they already did their 10th year anniversary.
But this Sunday, they'll be there this Sunday, 101 Avenue 8. And if you don't catch me there, check RightFamilyNow.com. I'm all over the YouTube.
Okay, seriously, all over the YouTube, yeah. Facebook. I mean, you know, just Google her. Just try Googling her. Lyric, a.k.a. Sarah Connor, however, you know, however y'all want to find her, but y'all definitely find her by that. She's underrated, man. She's underrated. And that's cool because, you know, it really, the right people that she appreciates, that see her, have seen her, respect her, you know, she's very respected in the street. She can go anywhere with her head up high. And anybody that tries to stop her, they just do a quick battle and they're done. So that's it.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm a boss.
So, you know, so that's what it is. Sometimes we don't really need that high recognition. Like here in Lush Radio, you know, We are the voice of the people. We're not interested that, I mean, you know, okay, the numbers go up. I'm saying we're not trying to really hit the millions of people that just want to hear stuff. We're trying to hit that the thousands of key people that really matter, that really want to get their voice out there heard and really, you know, want to talk about and express what they're feeling, what they're going through, and us just sharing information, man, and doing this crazy network and keeping it popping, keeping it going, and keeping it positive. So, you know, again, another week. I'm blessed. There was a lot of situations, but, yo, B2K came out, you know, and rocked like she does every week. You know, I want to thank Sarah Connor for being here. I feel funny like it's Sarah Connor because, like, I know her in person, so I'll be like, Sarah Connor.
Yeah, don't be putting my government in the show.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm not, but I love you. It's all love. I go appreciation thanks for all the callers that called in. Lush, always on the move. Don't forget the new thing. The new thing, aside from Skype, is the Ubo. You ever heard of the Ubo.com? No, Ubo is better, man. It's more real time.
Ubo's good for people doing business. If you have a boyfriend or girlfriend, I do Ubo.
Okay. For business, Ubo.com is better than Skype, and it's free. You can download. And, you know, I appreciate everybody. Blessings. Have a great
Labor Day.
Labor Day weekend. Chew it up. Have fun. And I'm going to go party. And I fall for Corinne. Good night. Yeah. And all the youth dreamers, man, again, happy Labor Day weekend. Shout out.